What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877 W Sky Talk.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Another beautiful day it's shaping up to be. Thanks for spending at least some of it with us. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is 7:21, and it's your turn. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but feel free to call in now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try again. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Slim again, please call back. We can't hear you.
Bad cell.
Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is the local government. So does the city of Gainesville commissioners know something that we don't? Are they anticipating getting a huge windfall of money that they're going to redo Citizens Field, MLK Center, a fire station, and a pool? I mean, on the east side, where are they going to get all this money? Aren't we already in debt? Don't they have a lot money set aside for the lawsuits so that they can win all these little GRU and at-large seats? I mean, it's ridiculous how much money they're spending.
Spend now, figure out how to pay for it later. Maybe some of that's grant money. Honestly, I do not know. We'll try to find out. Let's go to Rick. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, I'm calling about whenever the media starts talking about the illegal deportation that's going to cost billions of dollars. And there's always a response from our side, but no one ever responds in a way that makes people think, how many billions of dollars have we already spent letting them into the country and taking care of them for the last 4 years?
I think Trump made it clear. He didn't care how much it costs. So it doesn't matter what I or anybody else thinks. I just think it's a huge task. It's an overwhelming task. But, you know, I say start with the bad guys and we'll go from there.
And I think that's their plan. So, yeah.
And I have a story related to exactly that coming up in just a minute. But first, Tony, what's bugging you?
So this is not financial advice. I have a friend of mine, Bob, that plays the stock market. And he downloaded an app, which I will not name. But the app basically allows you to mimic or copy the other trades of somebody. Let's say if I wanted to copy the trades of Bob Rose, it would follow the buy and sell of Bob Rose. You got me?
Yeah.
This guy set his to do all this buy and sell for Paul and Nancy Pelosi. He's up 25%. He told me it's a steady money stream. That came out of his mouth. He said, I'm up 25% just because I'm mimicking Paul and Nancy Pelosi's stock and buy and sell trades. Have a good day, Bob.
Wow.
And they won't even notice because they're trading at such a high level. I was thinking they were going to follow Warren Buffett. I heard that a couple of times they had gains of 42%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no inside information.
They're just really lucky.
Really lucky.
Or because she's a Catholic, they're really blessed.
Well, good Catholic, she says. But kill the babies.
I thought I was over the top, but you beat me again.
Sorry.
Mark, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Well, aside from apparently me needing to dust off my Geiger counter and gas mask, what's bugging me is I was down at a hotel in Central Florida last week, a major worldwide kind of almost monopoly chain, and all in their elevators are these little screens that say cash is no longer accepted as a form of payment at any point on the property. And these are gigantic resorts. Yet I'm holding a dollar bill in my hand that says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So they're in violation, basically, of not accepting a valid form of payment. That's bugging me.
That's a good point. I wonder if at some point this could come down to a court case or many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I'm not real happy about that. 877-975-9825. Please call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Gary. What's bugging you?
Yeah, well, there's two things, but the biggest one is, and I'm sorry I didn't call in about 2 weeks or a week ago, and you were talking about concealed carry permits, and that they need to have that permit be reciprocal all around the United States.
Right.
I'm sorry I disagree with you, because the Constitution and our Second Amendment gives us the right to carry wherever we are, We don't need a license for a right. You need a license only for a privilege. Driver's license, fishing license, stuff like that. Not a license to carry your gun.
Okay, so when you carry where legally you're not supposed to, even though the Constitution may be on your side, you'll spend a few nights in jail trying to figure that out. So what?
Absolutely. And I'm one of those guys that really doesn't give a damn, and I would do that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I can't argue with you because you are correct. I think it could be similar to maybe the income tax. What was the theory there? It never actually got ratified for Congress or something.
Don't try
On those grounds, Wesley Snipes found out the wrong way.
We'll go to jail.
So, from a principled standpoint, sir, you are absolutely correct. And if everybody decided to go along with you, then, maybe we could overcome all of that.
But obviously our discussion had to do with the laws and the things they've put in place that we typically have to deal with. But, it's a very good point and very valid.
I'd like to get all of our rights back at once, but I can also be a patient man and say, look, if we can claw back what we can, and this reciprocation among states is a step in that direction, I'm going to take that. But all due respect to you and, of course, first of all, the Constitution.
Yeah.
You make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's willing to stand up and spend, maybe some time behind bars to prove their point.
But brings attention to the issue.
My hat's off to you. And I hope it goes well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, I'll have a code word to win Rock the Country tickets. And also the Biden-Harris legacy, protecting criminal illegal aliens. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.